16 minutes past five. Let's focus then on a story that's been quite prominent today. That's because on Sunday, Fly SAF Air confirmed that one of its flights, Joburg to Cape Town, was required to return to Johannesburg after a wheel got damaged during takeoff. The passengers, as I understand it, were up in the air for a number of hours as the plane circled. If they were going to do a landing of this kind, they would have to dump some fuel. So that happened. And yeah, they flew, except, no, I'm reading incorrectly. Apparently, this plane doesn't have the facility to dump fuel. So they had to use up some fuel by flying round and round. I've been on a plane when something like that is happening, and it's, I must admit, it's very tense being a passenger. But what is it like being in a cockpit, not just managing the technical side of it, but also making sure that every message you're communicating to the crew is aimed at A, keeping people informed, but if possible, keeping the community of people on the plane as calm as possible. An unenviable task. And let's welcome to 702 Drive somebody who has been in exactly that situation. Carl Jensen is a former SAA pilot and was faced with something similar. Carl, welcome. It's really appreciated you giving us your time on 702 Drive.
You will get the truth if it's an aviation matter. Thanks so much, John.
So,
John, I'd like to just say that it's all commendation to the SAF Air pilots and the crew for their safe handling of that situation. And, you know, despite the negative publicity that's occurred recently with Boeing aircraft, there was no design or mechanical defect on that inbuilt mechanical defect on that airplane.
Yes.
They make wonderful airplanes, and I'm a big fan of Boeing.
Right. Well, let me put then this question to you. I mean, you've been in this situation before. All your training prepares you for this, but there must be a moment where you say to yourself, okay, here we go. What is the first thing you do when you realize there's a technical problem and that you're going to have to either turn around or change your plans in some way?
Yeah. Well, this happened to me almost identical to this out of Bloemfontein.
Right.
That there was a high temperature and we had a hot airplane. And when we went past the V1, which is, you know, the stop, no stop speed, maximum speed, about 300 kilometers an hour.
Right.
And suddenly a wheel burst. We didn't know what it was, but just this terrible vibration, but managed to get the airplane airborne. And you fly, you first thing you do is you fly. They say ANC, aviate, navigate, communicate.
Right.
So we leave the gear down, declare an emergency to air traffic control, and also give our intentions. And when the airplane is performing satisfactorily, then we advise this, or I advise the senior cabin attendant and then the passengers, and reassure them that the training and that we had in SAA was absolutely top line. And anyway, so tell them what we are going to do. So then I sent the co-pilot to check the undercarriage through inspection ports, which are sort of midway down the cabin. And he came back, and then I went to have a look and noticed that a wheel was missing and a second tire was damaged, which is more or less what happened to this SAF Air airplane.
Right.
So because we had a lot of fuel on board, and you mentioned there that the 737 doesn't have a jettison system, so we had to burn the fuel off. And so we decided to continue to Johannesburg, where at least there'd be substantial emergency equipment available. But that is should the airplane depart the runway, which is a possibility.
So can I come in at this point? I mean, you said you communicated with a chief steward. What exactly do you tell them? Are there code words? Is it absolutely speak plainly and you rely on them to then brief their crew and through that the passengers?
Yeah, and you know, to be firm and just in plain language. If you say anything that can be misinterpreted, that could lead to chaos.
Yeah.
So just talk to them normally and be as calm as possible. And, of course, you know, the stress level of yourself is extreme at that stage. But If I can just carry on there, John, that we flew around with a, got to Johannesburg and flew around with the flaps extended, just like I'm sure SAPAIR did, to use the fuel down to the minimum safe quantity,
right,
to enable the slowest landing speed possible, which was about 200 kilometers an hour. And also one has to consider with that, with a wheel missing, that you're missing the brakes on that, that wheel as well. So you're possibly going to run a long way. So you've got to take that all into account.
And
so anyway, yeah.
No, no, sorry, you paused, and but please carry on.
I was swallowing.
Oh, okay.
We landed very gently like a feather and stopped safely. And as we stopped, the airplane sagged to the one side, and stairs were brought to the airplane. But now, you know, the undercarriage has got, each bogey has got two wheels on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is for redundancy. And it's quite safe to land the airplane on one wheel, but then you've lost your redundancy. So, which is what they did, and at the last moment, it appears that the remaining tire or wheel burst as they came to stop, and it dug into the tarmac.
Can I ask you this? I mean, I've got a message here from Vincent who says, I understand they spent about 2 hours flying around burning fuel. Why not just fly on to Cape Town? What would have been involved in that decision?
No, you wouldn't do that because you don't know what the damage, if there's other ancillary damage, that something might have damaged the fuselage, and now you're going to go and pressurize the airplane, and you're going to go a long way, and you want to stay near. As I said, in our case, we went to Johannesburg where
much
there was
closer,
substantial emergency, well, the substantial emergency equipment, and I guess that's also the reason they turned back. And, you know, your safety, you never compromise safety in airline flying, never. So they did exactly the right thing. And it is a bit nerve-wracking that you're going round and round, and providing you're telling the people about it, communicating properly, you can calm most people down. And then eventually when you're on final approach, you say that, tons of blue and red flashing all over the show, but those are the people that are there to help us in the event of going away.
So, Mr. Jensen, I mean, you trained for this, and obviously you were able to put your training into practice and so on. You spoke about, though, that your stress levels are very high at that point. I mean, what was the most difficult thing about an incident like that? Because presumably within the cockpit, you all know what you're supposed to do, but there are always going to be unknowns, I would think.
Sure. But especially having a little bit of extra time there, then you can consider every potential issue that arises. I said that the what could have happened with, if the other wheel had gone or broken or the undercarriage broke, that the airplane might slew off the runway. And then you've got a chance of the airplane breaking up. And you certainly don't want that. So you want all the cabin crew does a very thorough check themselves,
right,
and a very thorough briefing for the passengers. And, just by talking calmly as one possibly can, that also adds tremendously to their relief.
And is that the toughest thing you've had to deal with, or have there been others?
No. I've been flying for 62 years, so lots of things have happened.
Yes.
But that was very unpleasant. And there have been, you know, I've flown for nearly 28,000 flying hours. So in all that time, you are bound to have an incident now and then. But as I said, the training that the airline gave us was, now in retrospect, when I look back, I just cannot believe the good fortune that we had, and the training that we had, and also the type of airplanes, the quality of the maintenance,
right,
the quality of the airplanes themselves was just too fantastic.
Thank you so much. Cole Jensen, former SAA pilot. If you want to know what it's like to deal with an aeroplane full of people where you've got a technical problem and you have problems with the wheels on which the plane needs to land, that is what you do. Fascinating stuff. Thanks to Cole Jensen for his time. It's 26 minutes.